The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Tuesday, July 5, 2022. Belizean Prime Minister John Briceño insisted on the need for the United States to lift the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed on Cuba more than 60 years ago. Briceño also described this policy as illegal during his speech at the opening on Sunday of the 43rd Summit of Heads of Government of the Caribbean Community, CARICOM, based in this capital. The prime minister called for the celebration of diplomatic relations between the member countries of this bloc and Havana, ties that will turn five decades old at the end of the year. The Belizean politician said at the opening of the summit that this historic milestone calls them to call for the lifting of the illegal blockade imposed on Cuba. The José Martí Association of Cuban Residents in Mexico on Monday condemned the United States is currently orchestrating a political destabilization and discredit campaign against Cuba. In a statement, the Cuban residents said the U.S. government is presently using millions of dollars and up-to-date information and misinformation technologies. They warned the United States is desperately trying to create suffering and desperation in Cuban people by trying to mobilize certain individuals to commit violent acts against its government and people. The Cuban residents in Mexico once again condemned the most genocidal and longest economic, commercial, and financial blockade in universal history imposed by the United States on Cuba, which criminally impacts the Cuban people. The Cuban Ministry of Foreign Trade and Investment, MINSEX, is promoting the participation in the Cuba-Mexico Business Forum to be held on the 14th and 15th of this month. Those interested in participating in the event should request registration to the organizing committee through the email address forocubamexico@signmintsex.gov.cu, the portfolio informed through its Twitter. The event, to be held at the Nacional Hotel, will be focused on the agri-food, biotechnology, and pharmaceutical, tourism, renewable energies, and cultural industries. The forum will be a space to enable businessmen from both countries to hold bilateral meetings, exchange ideas on investment attraction, challenges, and to promote Cuban exportable funds with the participation of the different economic assets of the country. And in the international agenda, we have that positive cases of COVID-19 are increasing in Ecuador, while the percentage of people who come to be inoculated with booster doses against this disease is decreasing. The upturn in infections is confirmed by official records, according to which in mid-May there were 1,707 positive cases in 1 week, while in the same period last June, the figure rose to 7,000. Although those infected require less hospitalization and there is not a high number of patients in intensive care, the medical associations express concern and insist on calls to the citizens to go to the vaccination points set up throughout the country. Meanwhile, UN experts said that inequality in access to computers and internet services is one of the challenges of the education system in Panama. According to the coordinator in Panama of the National Human Development Report of the United Nations Development Program, UNDP, Martin Fuentes, in 2 years of confinement by COVID-19, the results of the virtual classes were not as expected. The educational backwardness is greater than the country had before the pandemic. Fuentes revealed that in the last 6 months of 2021, the percentage of use of laptops and tablets was very low, because if in the provinces of Panama and Panama Oeste it barely reached 50%, in the rest of the demarcations and indigenous districts it did not even exceed 10%. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unite us.